This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, I am back. I missed you. I'm sorry. I was gone. I will explain at some point in time, but man, do we have a ton to get to. Yes, we are going to discuss Los Angeles, the wildfires that are burning out there. Yes, we will get to that. In fact, that's going to be a huge topic at the beginning of the show. We're going to talk about the who, what, when, where, and why of all that. I'm also going to discuss briefly the Trump-Elon spat because all of you emailed me wanting my take on all that. We'll talk about renaming naval ships. We'll get to a bunch of email recaps, a civil war inside the Democrat Party, social media, James Lankford sucks, all that and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And of course, an hour from now, we have Medal of Honor Monday. And boy, I'm just so happy to be back. First, before we get to Medal of Honor Monday or any of that stuff, we obviously need to focus for a little bit on the gigantic news story of the day. Because there are some things that supersede other things. And so let's go ahead and discuss. My air conditioning is out. It's 95 degrees in Houston. And it's getting hotter. And my air conditioning is out. And this is the big story of the day. Okay, quit. We're not going to focus on that. I'm lying. Let's talk about Los Angeles. Let's talk about the who, what, when, where, and why. What is going on here? Why is it going on? I have all these emails. Jesse, is what's going on in LA an op from the left? Jesse, welcome back. Do you think the communists realize when they allow illegals to riot, everyone else can see? Okay, so I have all kinds of emails. Let's discuss a bunch of stuff. First, we are going to go over some basics, some fundamentals, if you will. And we're going to go over fundamentals we've talked about before. Not as some kind of remedial class or something like that. We're going to go over fundamentals because unless fundamentals are right and sound, nothing else matters. For instance, it's baseball season. Maybe you're watching baseball, maybe you're not, but you obviously know what baseball is. Your feet, your stance. Doesn't matter how great your arms are, your hips are, your everything. If your feet are all screwed up when you're batting, if everything else is perfect, you're not going to bat well consistently because that's your foundation, your fundamentals. In boxing, you can be super fast and have great punching power in this or that. If you're out of balance, if your feet are wrong, if your fundamentals are off, nothing else will matter. And for us, when it comes to dealing with communists, with street agitations and riots and protests and things like that, unless we understand some basics, will never get the rest of it. Honestly, it's not even any point in talking about the rest of it unless you understand the basics. And if you're one of those people, and maybe you are, if you're one of those people who maybe you've been watching LA riots and you're looking at, for instance, a guy riding around with a Mexican flag, parading it around in front of a burning cop car, and you're looking at the Democrat politicians and media encouraging the whole thing, and you're asking questions like, I don't understand why. Why are they doing this? This doesn't make sense. I'm shocked by... All that means is we have to talk. Remember that you're dealing with revolutionaries, first and foremost. Revolutionaries. Against what? Let's talk about that. Against everything. A communist believes he is fighting a revolution against every single existing institution. Every single existing power structure is evil and has to be torn down. You have to get that, or else if you don't get that, nothing else matters. I don't understand why Democrats allow crime in their cities. Oh my gosh, you don't get the basics if you're still saying things like that. They're fighting a revolution, and revolutions, by their nature, must be unlawful. If you are fighting a revolution and staying within the laws of the country you're fighting the revolution against, you're not fighting any revolution at all. You're just screaming loudly. That's not a revolution. To fight a revolution, you must break the law. Let's get that out of the way. All right, we got that done. Now, why pitch a fit in Los Angeles? There's a bunch of different reasons, but why? Why do they do this? Why does the left love riots and things like that? You remember George Floyd, but honestly, before that, forever, you've turned on the television and you've seen various communist groups in various places in the country throwing a riot over something. The bricks, the looting of Foot Locker, the burning of things, everything. Why is this a thing for them? Why do they do this? Allow me to explain it in this way, because there are a couple different reasons. First, when communists do this, they are creating, and they talk about this, they write about this. In fact, they use this term, if you want to go look up books and articles about this, they are creating something that is known, remember this will be a theme tonight, as a decision dilemma. They are creating a decision dilemma. A decision dilemma is simply this. I'm giving you, as I throw my riot, as I have my protest, as I throw my hissy fit, I'm giving you no good options. No good options at all. I'm trapping you with my bad behavior, with my selective bad behavior, I'm trapping you. If you're the mother in the grocery store, it's so funny, I use this example all the time, and I saw this yesterday. This happened to me yesterday. I was at the end of the aisle. I wasn't right by it. But at the other end of the aisle, I hear this screech, so much so that I half was reaching for my hip where I keep my gun. It was that kind of a screech. Like, is someone getting stabbed? It was that kind of a wild screech. I turn. Everybody has turned because it's so loud. What is it? It's a kid, a toddler on the floor, screaming and throwing a fit. Actually reached over and grabbed something off the shelf and threw it down with mom sitting there. Now everyone's looking. What's mom doing? She was clearly distressed and trying the best soothing mom voice in the world. What has that toddler done? The toddler has created a decision dilemma at that point for mom. Mom knows everyone's looking. She's now embarrassed. Everyone's staring at her. Her child's acting out. She wants this to stop, and she has, in her mind, no good options at this point in time because everybody's staring. She can tell the child, get up, or I'll drag you to the bathroom and tan your hide. Then she looks bad. She looks evil. You're abusing the child. You know this fruity way people talk about things like that now. She can give in. No, honey, you can have the cookies. That's a bad move, too. You've just encouraged that kind of behavior. But by throwing the tantrum, the toddler has created a decision dilemma where mom doesn't have good choices. Communists create decision dilemmas intentionally all the time in order to wrong foot the right who doesn't know what to do. When the animals have taken to the streets and they're torching the cop cars and they're hurting cops and they're burning things, the right, and you see this right now, even today, as we speak, people are arguing over the whole thing. What do you do? Do you let them go? I've seen that argument. Hey, let LA burn. It's run by Democrats anyway. Screw it. Let them go. Do you go the complete opposite way? Hey, forget these pepper ball rounds. Live ammo. Let's put some commies in the ground and start cooking. No, no. Let's not. Let's do pepper balls. Riot police. National Guard. Do you bring in the Marines? Do you not? Now, why is there any kind of a stress about the whole thing? If you let them go, then you encourage more of this behavior, and it is ensured that you will get more of this behavior. If you crack down, what if you lock and load live ammo, put 10, 15 people in the ground? Now you're the tyrant. Now you've sent in the troops on television. How do you think the media would cover one of these street animals who got double tapped center mass and is laying in the middle of the highway bleeding out? How do you think those images would be covered, not just domestically, internationally, by the globalist cabal who hates the American right? You see what I mean? You've created a decision dilemma that is a huge reason why they do what they do. We have so much more we have to talk about, and I will get to all of those things. I have to get to something a little bit more important because I've never been able to tell you what I'm about to tell you right now. Legacy Box, 50% off. 50% off. I know when I tell you to digitize your pictures, your home movies, your what, I know that sounds like a pain, and I'm being totally frank with you, it is a pain. Who wants to do that? Unload the baby album. Unload the wedding album. Do you mean I have to take the picture frame off the wall and load it in a box? I know it's a pain. It's a time suck, and it's a pain. Do it when it's 50% off. Because once you do it, once you digitize those things, you never have to do it again. It's a one-time pain to ensure your memories are digitized, not even for you. I'm not asking you to do this for you. For your kids. For their kids. For their kids. What if your great-great-grandkids could hear the sound of your voice after you're gone? What's that worth to you? What would ancient kings have paid for that? Legacy Box will do that for you. LegacyBox.com/Jesse gets you 50% off. Go. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Back in the chair talking about LA riots, but more specifically, we're talking about the why. Why is this something that's always a thing? From LA to Floyd to a thousand other instances, why do they do these riots? Because right now, a lot of people, it's easy to get confused. You're looking at the news and you're saying these aren't popular. I don't get it. What are they doing? Democrats are screwing up. They're not popular. Trump is popular. We're hearing polling like this.
Trump's net approval rating on immigration, it's gone up like a rocket. Compare now versus 8 years ago during Trump's first term. Look at this. In his first term, Trump was way, way, way.
I don't understand. Why would they do this? It's not a popular. Well, communists have techniques, revolutionary techniques. They have gone to time and time again. And no matter what individual protests may be happening right now, those techniques do work. They are effective. We get caught up, you and I, because we're normal people. We look at the news and then we'll look at poll numbers and we'll say to ourselves, this is dumb. Politically, this is stupid. They don't look good. And that's true, right? That's true. We will get to that. You're right about that. I'm not saying you're wrong. But communists have ways they operate that have been effective. Let's rewind and let's think about the George Floyd protests. You remember, Floyd dies, the protests break out all across the country. And for a while, they were really big. They got corporate sponsorship. Of course, the American media covered it all like
this. I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly.
What you're seeing behind me is one of multiple.
Yeah, you remember. But do you realize? Have you fully taken in yet? I don't know that a whole accounting of it has been given. Have you fully taken in what a humongous success the George Floyd movement was for America's communists? It was an unbelievable success that we have still not recovered from to this day. And in some places in this country, we may never recover from the gains the communists made during the George Floyd protests. America's communists want what? What are the things they want? One of the main things they want is they want law enforcement to be neutered and effectively eliminated. Now, you already know the why. You listen to this show. They don't want cops stopping violent crime because violent crime helps the communist revolution. Always has, always will. So they've always gone after cops. You can't do this. You can't do that. Stop. Let him go. Let this guy out of jail. He's just misunderstood. Pro-crime. Pro-violence. Pro-crime. That's what they are. Do you know how many big city police departments are understaffed to this day? Almost all of them. Let me go ahead and clue you in. Almost all of them. You have cities like Minneapolis, Minnesota, they're at essentially half staff. There are cities across the country, major cities, where you can have felonies being committed. The cops may show up hours later. If they show up at all, they don't have enough people to handle the violent crime. And that is a direct result of the anarchy and riots caused by communists in the wake of George Floyd. Communist activism, communist riots in the streets works. Let's look at what's happening in Los Angeles right now and what may happen. We don't know where this is going to go. And let's hope no one else gets hurt and that everything works out fine. We have the United States Marines coming in. Right now, they were doing ICE raids in Los Angeles. The communists paid for and organized. We'll get to that in a few minutes. They paid for and organized street riots. Now we're having to put them down. National Guard coming in. United States Marines coming in. Well, what if someone does get hurt? We brought it up earlier. What if someone does get hurt? What if the Marines kill somebody? It can easily happen. Do they pull out of Los Angeles after bad media coverage? Does ICE then go back to the drawing board? Does Donald Trump, does he go back to the drawing board? You know, he's a normal person too. He cares about approval numbers too. Does he go back to the drawing board and say, hey, let's keep up the ICE raids, but let's, I don't know. I think we should maybe stay out of Democrat cities. Remember what happened when we went in Los Angeles? They threw a fit. We ended up with someone dead. I don't want that bad publicity again. Would that be a win in the end for them? Of course it would. If you could ensure these massive blue areas remain safe havens for illegals, communists do street activism because street activism is effective. And it is unbelievably effective on nice people, people who want to be nice, want to be perceived as nice. It's unbelievably effective on politicians who are constantly worried about public approval numbers. Well, are the people in our camp, are they okay with this? Well, what if we do this? Are the people going to be okay? What if they get angry about that? Communist street activism works on human beings who aren't jerks, period. It does. It works. It's always worked. And that's why they do these things, and they do them professionally. We will get to how we should respond, but that whole professional aspect needs to be talked about as well. This is about not only activism, it's about creating the illusion of public outrage, and they are masters at it. Let's talk about that next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, back in the chair on a Monday night, reminding you, you can email the show, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Love, hate, death threats, all are welcome. Send us your emails. I'll try to get to those in just a little bit on the show. I've been gone. We still have a bunch more talking to do about communist street activism, why, how you should respond to it. I'll get to the Elon Trump dust up next hour. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up a half hour from now. There's just a lot to get to tonight. And yes, I missed you a great deal. Back to what we touched on right before the break. Remember how many times we've had the talk about why communists lie about everything at all times? They will lie about something you can watch video of, and they'll do it without hesitation. Joe Biden launched his presidential campaign based on a lie there's video of. Remember, he was asked why he did it? Well, Donald Trump called the Nazis in Charlottesville very fine people. We don't have, don't dig it up, Chris. No need. We all know by now. We've played it for you 100 times. It's not just that that's not what Trump said. It's on video. But why did they do that? Why do they lie at all times? Why will they point to the sky in broad daylight without a cloud, point to the sky and tell you that sky is green, not blue? Why? It's all about creating and also maintaining a world of make-believe, because the truth is the enemy to the communist. He lies about everything and wants to. It's not something he does because he feels like he has to. He lies about everything at all times because the truth about who he is, what he wants, and what it will mean to you is horrific. Always lying. All the time.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Now, how does this apply to riots? Here's what the communist wants you to believe. When George Floyd died, you woke up and you saw riots in New York City, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, all over the country. You remember. The communist wanted you to believe that normal people, just like you, normal people, turned on the television and saw what happened, opened up their phone, opened up social media and saw what happened, and were filled with outrage. And they leapt off the couch and grabbed the car keys and drove out there to fight against the evils of this fascism. And that's what they want you to believe, that normal people are brought to activism by this outrage, and that this is an honest to God, organic rebellion against evil. But that's never true, you see. It's not true at all. Everything you see is paid for, organized, and paid for, and oftentimes paid for by you. I'll get to that in just a second. The communist does riots professionally. You understand, and look, we've interviewed journalists who've talked to you about this before. I am friends with former communists who have explained this before. Do you understand? Think about how creepy this is. Those people you see in the streets, especially the ringleaders, you realize they've been trained? In the same way, if you started a new job, as a kid, when you were a kid and started a new job, you're working the fries at McDonald's. You have to learn how to put the oil in, and you have to learn where to open the fries, and you go through training. The same way you went to football practice, and you learned how to block this, or catch that, or throw this. You realize the leftists in this country get training by professional, organized communist groups. They will bring in groups of these people in a classroom setting. I have seen video of it. It's available online. It's not like I have exclusive access. There's video, pictures of it, of people who've published this stuff. They will gather 20, 30 people in a room, in a classroom, with a whiteboard. This is what you say. This is why you say it. If they do this, you respond with that. This is how you build a riot shield that'll protect you from the cops shooting this. This is how you do it. You, me, doesn't that sound bonkers to you? Jewish producer Chris got involved in politics because he got tired of me nagging at everybody to get involved in local politics. Hey, Chris, let me ask you, how much training did you get? Yeah, none. I ran for Congress twice. I was the Republican nominee for U.S. Congress twice in Arizona. I was not available for any classes. There was no training. There was no classroom. There was no whiteboard. That sounds bonkers to us because we don't live in that world. That's not our world. But again, you're dealing with people completely different from you and me. Leftists are trained revolutionaries. Trained. And to the point I was getting to, this is not only paid for, it is oftentimes paid for with your money. You know the main front group here? I want to give all the credit in the world to Jennifer Van Laar. She's an editor with Red State. She does great journalism. Anyway, credit to her for these nuggets. You ever heard of the group CHIRLA? C-H-I-R-L-A. It's something, the Coalition for the Immigrant Rights or some crap like that. Doesn't matter. Who cares? It's a communist group. They actually work with other open communist groups. They're the ones leading these riots. Did you know that 96% of CHIRLA's funding came from the taxpayer? As you watch communists burn down America's cities, as you watch all the communist activism that goes on, you paid for it. Either the taxpayer pays it because the government swindled it and then handed it out as grants, or the taxpayer pays it because corporations fund this stuff. How many times have we talked about putting your money where your morals are? If you're angry about that local pride parade with the super freaks in leather chaps dancing in front of your children, go look at the corporate sponsorship board and ask yourself how many of those products you've purchased yourself. Paid for and paid for by you. They are professional groups with millions and millions of dollars of your money in their coffers. They get training for this stuff and they go out and agitate. They find other agitators. And then, yes, eventually other people do get caught up in this. Maybe you're sitting around. Maybe you're young, angry, criminal, drugged out, drunk. Maybe you are just bored and you find out the rioters are up the streets and they're throwing Molotovs at cop cars. And you think to yourself, that sounds like a fun Thursday evening. Grab the marshmallows, Bill. And then it grows and grows and grows. But in the end, What you're seeing is never organic. When you see large-scale communist activism in the streets, always know it is paid for. And now because of social media and the great actual real journalism that's available out there, everyone knows it, because if you zoom in on the signs, half the signs have paid for by, and it'll name the group that paid for it. The communists want you to believe that normal Joe and Peggy American are just sitting around and got angry that a bunch of dirtball foreigners are getting deported in L.A. and they've taken to the streets. Nothing could be further from the truth. But the communist is trying to create that illusion. Now let's talk about the illegal immigrant aspect of this. And we're going to get to the media aspect of it and Democrat politicians. There's a lot to this. There's a lot of things that you and I can learn from all this stuff. So let's learn. Before we do that, I want to get to this email. Hey, Jesse, my wife and I have a 14-acre homestead and do a lot of canning. Gosh, that's so cool. She contacted me yesterday and said her hands hurt really bad from making all the jams from our orchard, and she needs a recommendation on what to take. I told her without hesitation she needs to go on Relief Factor. Look, pain is awful. And not in any way talking down to younger people, but when you're younger, when I was younger, you don't understand it. Because you generally don't have daily pain where you wake up and your knee's swollen and it just hurts. Where you're rubbing your hands at the end of the day because you've been canning all day and they hurt. It sucks. And when it's nagging at you all the time, it's awful. Awful. It hurts your life. It hurts your whole life. You don't have to live like that. And you don't have to take things to mask it that are terrible for your body. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. Take it for 3 weeks and tell me how your hands feel. Your knee, your neck. Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. We're like 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday, where we'll put the pause on all this stuff. And then we'll come back to actually more LA riot talk, because we have to discuss how we should respond. That's still coming. We have to discuss the media's coverage of it, the politicians, all that stuff. And allow me to also give you this little tidbit. I don't know whether what I'm about to say is going to make you angry or happy, but here it is. I have history ready for you. And because I was gone all week last week, I had fully intended to come back Monday and just slam a sweet Alexander the Great history show on you. It's kind of a, hey, I'm sorry I left you for a week type thing. But there's so much going on with the riots and now the Marines are coming in. I just can't do it. But here's what I will do. I will give it to you shortly. Look, at maybe tomorrow and maybe the next day. And I will give you a teeny, teeny, tiny Alexander the Great story next hour, because it actually fits in perfectly with what we're going to talk about as far as responding to these communist riots and things like that. All right. I don't know if that made you happy or mad. Either way, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse, I was under the impression that you and Buck, he's talking about Buck Sexton, were boys. But they let it out that you, him, and Clay and others were partying in Florida last week. He said, so much for the suit stuff. Okay, allow me to explain. Now I can give you more details. I don't like to give this stuff out ahead of time, just for security reasons, okay? It was a suits thing. And I'm going to try to explain this to you the same way I had to explain this to Ob, who still is giving me crap about all this. I had to fly to Florida to meet with Clay and Buck and Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and all these other, you know, on-air talent. The talent was there, Chris. Don't shake your head. That's how I want to be known, is the talent. Anyway, all these other show hosts, we all had to go to Florida. This was not optional, okay? We had to go to Florida, and all the iHeart Premier Network big shots were there. We're talking presidents, vice presidents, all the people who have to endure all the complaints about me all the time. You need to fire that guy. It's crazy. Anyway, all the iHeart big shots were there. All kinds of show partners, sponsors, and things like that were there. It was a gigantic gathering like that where everybody got together. And yes, there was a golf outing. And yes, there was a large party. You would call it a party, but it was very much something you would recognize, anyone who's been involved in corporate America, where they had, you know, a cocktail hour where everyone sits around mingling, and then they have a dinner where everyone sits at their assigned seat at all these tables, and because people give speeches and things like that. So it was a work event, like I told Ob, that wasn't optional. She is pouring scorn on me every time I call it a work event. She said, don't call it a work event. You were partying in Florida. I wasn't partying per se. I was doing what I was required to do by my employer. And yes, Buck and Clay were there. And yes, we had some laughs, but it was a grind. And let me tell you what. Golf isn't that easy. All right. What, Chris? It's a challenging sport. And I was golfing with one of the big shots at iHeart. I was being a good employee. It's not like I volunteered. What, Chris? Did I let him win? Well, I guess maybe we should talk about this. In golf, especially at these big business outings, you generally golf in foursomes, four at a time. I haven't golfed in 3 years. It's not that I can't golf. I know how to swing a club, and I've golfed plenty, but I'm certainly horrible at it. I just don't do it often. They put me in a foursome with three guys, including one of the iHeart vice presidents. Like, this guy is big, big, big shot. All these guys are members of golf clubs, and they're all scratch golfers. They're incredible golfers. I'm hitting balls into the pond. I am losing my temper a couple times, and I'm trying to hold it back. At one point, iHeart's VP lets me use his driver off the tee, and I shanked the ball so bad that he thought I was going to break his club, and he got worried that I was, which I did not break his club. I want to point that out. No big deal. I refrained from breaking the club. I don't think that that's probably the best setting for me, is a corporate setting on the golf course. It's just a very frustrating sport. And look, when we used to golf in the Marine Corps, we used to bring on the golf course a cooler full of beer and a stereo, and we would have a blast. Apparently these guys aren't okay with that. I had to hear turn the music down and things. So it may not be the best environment for me. I'll just put it to you that way. It wasn't a party. It was a work event for the last time. A work event. Don't shake your head, Chris. Was it an option for me to be there? Okay, I guess maybe, possibly it was an option, but it wouldn't have made me a good employee. It was a required event. Buy the suits, and that's where I was. All right? There, I got it out of the way. You know who else I got to hang with down there, though? Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. We were sitting in Gavin. Look, Dennis Black is, in case you don't know, he's the founder of Rough Greens. Did you know he's a Green Beret? He's a Green Beret. And he's just one of these Renaissance men types that make you feel bad about yourself. Like, I'm not very good at anything and don't have very many hobbies. He's like good at everything. He just decided to become a helicopter pilot because it interested him. I know. He's one of these guys. Chris, I don't know. But he does love dogs. He's obsessed with them. He loves my dog, Fred. He started Rough Greens for his dogs. It wasn't supposed to be for you and me. He found out there's no nutrition in dog food. He found out our dogs are dying too early. And he's, again, one of those guys. I would just complain about it. He thought, well, I'll fix it. And he came up with this completely natural nutritional supplement, vitamins and minerals. And you sprinkle it on your dog's food, your dog lives longer. Your dog lives healthier. That's how he came up with the whole thing. And by the way, if you want a free Jumpstart trial bag, call him. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right. We're going to do Medal of Honor Monday, and then we have a lot more to talk about with this communist rioting stuff. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.